This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to keep cars in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Serious. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up on the website. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us. Hey, if you really want to, you know, some of you guys ask me questions afterward. I don't want to go back and hit the same subject again. So send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, if you really want to be involved, if you really want me to answer your question. Now, the only, I don't read your name. The only time I do read your name is when you ask, you can ask the dumbest question you want to. But if you get nasty and stupid, then we have a problem. It's really that easy. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, before I get into it, this weekend, I think it was Sunday, I went to a memorial for the Thunderbird pilot that was killed, or I shouldn't say that was killed, that died. I don't know if it was a malfunction. I don't even want to try to make it up. And it was just so great to see so many young people out to support him. It's so great. It kind of gives you confidence again in the young people and what they're willing to do. It was great to see so many of the ROTC kids, you know, out there supporting families, supporting other military people. So it's again, you know, I don't think you realize what these kids give up. Excuse me. These young men and women give up. I don't think you realize the family gives up. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always good to start the show off on a happy note, right? Sorry. But it is a happy note. I mean, the support that family got is the happy side of it. Now, if you live in Los Angeles, you worked hard, you bought your house, you just might find out that L.A. County is going to kind of force you to build guest houses in your backyard, but not for grandma. No. It's for the guy that was living in the box on the corner. Yep, not in my backyard. Protests help block homeless housing in Temple City, just outside of Los Angeles. Delayed in another area outside of Los Angeles. Orange County, one of the bigger, more conservative counties in Los Angeles, well, California. In August, the County Board of Supervisors approved a $550,000 pilot program to build a handful of small backyard houses or upgrade illegally converted garages. Now, the homeowners have to agree to do this. But here's the deal. They're going to find your illegally converted garage, and they're going to find the crud out of you. And you're either going to turn that into a homeless shelter for somebody, a guy, two guy, three guy, or else you're going to have to tear it down. What do you think of that, huh? Now, when you think about this, the if you agree to do the conversion, now if the garage is big enough and they'll deem the size, you may have to put it a whole family. In February, Bloomberg Philanthropies awarded LA a $100,000 mayor challenge grant to study the feasibility of backyard homeless units. Rents under the county's pilot program would be converted by low-income vouchers, with tenants contributing 30% of their incomes. If you're homeless, how much income do you actually have? Oh, God. What if you don't have any income? Is it 30% of nothing? Do they give you 30% of what you should be paying? I'm just asking. The county is also going to streamline permits and provide technical aid and financing options. Now, here's the sad part about this. If I don't take a homeless person, I can't take any of this. I can't get a low-income loan. I can't get speeded or streamlined permits, right? I can't get help with the design. I can't get technical aid. I can't get anything unless I want to help the homeless. Or I'm illegal, one of the two. Now, the idea of backyard homeless units might seem a little far-fetched, right? But officials hope it could be fast and relatively inexpensive way to stabilize this 58,000 people in downtown L.A. or in the downtown area and through L.A. County that are homeless. Right? So it's 2016 to 17, state officials... They eased the local rules. The city and county have already been experimenting with this. So they've been doing this, trying to figure out how to make it happen. Now, they're having a hard time selling houses out there. And what they're looking to do is add housing stock, is what they're calling it, to the neighborhood. Are you serious? So if I go to sell my house, I can't throw out the homeless guy, can I? L.A. City voters voted to tax themselves $1.2 billion in homeless housing units. I mean, they have tried. Here's the thing. If they don't deal with mental health, and even the experts agree on this one, not left or right experts as a whole. If they don't deal with the mental health issue, this is not going to fix it. This is just going to give somebody who's got mental issues a place to hang out where they won't get rained on. Do you know what I mean? So they're refusing to deal with the mental health issues. They think just by creating a place for them to go, it's going to be fine. They've done this with empty hotels before. And it's a nightmare. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins us after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you've been spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, God, I think Kimberly, I'm going to pull her on in a second, but I think she missed it in the last segment. You know, if you live in L.A. or if you live in L.A. County, the L.A. County Board of Supervisors and L.A. City are going to force you into putting, I don't know. At first when I read it, well, when I saw it, I said, okay, they're going to try to force you to put in-law apartments. No, not unless the homeless guy is your in-law. So let me bring Kimberly Moran in with us. She's in with me every week here, and tries to keep me calm. I try to get her blood pressure up. Both of us work on each other. Kimberly, how you doing?
What?
There you go. Hi, how are you too?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? I've been doing taxes today. I'm off. I'm not. You can't get me my blood pressure up any higher. If you do, you'll probably kill me.
God. So in Los Angeles City / Los Angeles County, the LA City voters, they voted themselves, probably not reading the ballot, a $1.2 billion homeless housing bill. Okay, but they didn't read the fine print, because what the fine print does is it's trying to push people to put these little, you know, those 200, 300 square foot mini homes?
Tiny
homes. They're trying to push them to put those in their backyards, and or if they have an illegally converted garage, they're gonna force them, if you would, to either tear it down or turn it into a homeless shelter, right? I'm thinking.
Are you kidding me?
See, you think they're only whacked on the East Coast, right? No, it's
I know the West Coast is way worse. I mean, the East Coast is bad, but the West Coast is way worse.
Hey, Frankie, you got a little bit too much room in the backyard. You gotta bring in a homeless guy and build a home back there. 250 square feet. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously.
Is that for real? Are you pulling my leg?
This is not an Onion story. It's in the LA Times. Okay, and it actually happened to be in some of the local, you know. But all these people are petrified to say anything because we don't want homeless people to sleep in the. But you know what happened is Bloomberg sent some money out here. A while back. He sent $100,000 out to do a study and a blah, blah, blah. But they've tried to do this with hotels, with old hotels that the city takes over. They refurbish them. They put these people in there. They don't want to be in there. So when they wreck these places, right? Again.
And they've actually done it?
Oh, they've done it with small hotels, yeah.
Wow.
You know, with the city has done it.
Well, that's what happens when you give. When you get something for free, people tend to abuse it because they don't have to, they didn't earn it. They just, so they don't care about it.
It's not mine.
That's a psychological fact.
Yeah, not mine. What do I care, right?
Wow.
Yeah, so, no, I actually, I'm watching, and listen, let's just be fair. There are some people that will probably take care of the place. They're just so happy to have a place to go to and not have to sleep in a cardboard box. But that is really probably the single-digit percentage of the whole. Right?
Oh, my God. That guy, Eric Garcetti, he's going to be speaking in New Hampshire. I might have to protest him.
Yeah, he is a piece of work. He is a but you know what? I told you, I used to joke that I would not allow people to say guests to say that people on the left had a real problem, real mental issue. But I got to tell you, when you look at guys like Garcetti, you know, crime is up in this city, homelessness up. I mean, you go through all these things they're still having trouble with. He can't find them. He tells you how great everything is. They're sick people.
Well, and that's the problem is he tells you how great everything is and nobody knows any different because they're not paying attention. So they believe him, right?
Yeah. Well, they would have to think, right? I mean, it's not just about you'd have to think it through and decide, you know, what kind of problem it actually is. No, it's this is getting nuts. And then, you know, the same thing with you. I was talking to somebody about what you were telling me that was going on in Vermont. And it's one of those scenarios where it's not broken. Why are you fixing it? Why are you doing anything about something that doesn't need fixed, right?
Right.
So it's just...
Well, isn't that what politicians do? I mean, not all. I have to always... I always feel bad because I know some very, very good legislators at the state level in my state, right? And so when I say... That's what politicians do. I don't mean all politicians, just a majority. They look for solutions to problems that don't even exist yet. They look to solve things with legislation or new laws that won't stop the criminals or the bad people. They only hurt law-abiding citizens. And that's just, this is what this country has become. It's exactly what we've become now. And the problem is no one pays attention. I admit I have self-induced ADHD. It's self-induced. Cause I have four computer screens in front of me. I'm doing a gazillion things at one time. I find myself stopping doing something and starting doing another. I get it. But people have to stop and take a minute to breathe and kind of pay attention to what's going on. Because if you don't, you're going to be the one that's find yourself in trouble because you didn't pay attention to a law you didn't know you were breaking.
Oh, I love that. I love on a regular basis, people will go, when did that happen? When did they vote that in? I said, when you were in your self-induced coma, that's when it happened. When you were thinking about how great all the Dems are. If you want to see what this country would look like if it went all Democrat, just look at California. Look at what we got going on here, right? And Venezuela. You know, think about Venezuela. I was telling them, they didn't believe me. I said, look it up. It was one of the richest countries on the face of the planet.
Yep.
And it took huge Chavez there to kill the place.
Look, in New Hampshire, we have like 800 to 1,000 pieces of legislation that all have to be heard or something, moved through the legislature every session. And someone just discovered one that is going to infringe upon gun owners. And it's, you know, doesn't have due process.
What do you mean they found it? What do you mean they found it? It was there.
No one alerted anyone to it. Like,
wow.
We didn't see it. All the people I know, someone recently just saw it. So now we have to fight against it because it already passed through the House.
Oh,
nobody paid attention to it. Nobody alerted. No legislators even noticed that it was bad because you can't possibly pay attention to 800 pieces of legislation. It's insanity.
Yeah. Oh, we have thousands here. And you know what our legislature does? They have to pass everything. The law is that everything has to be passed or moved into the next session by 11.
Right, it has to be, yeah.
Right by midnight. So what they do is they pull the clock at 11:40. I'm not joking. This is serious. They pull the plug to the clock, and they lock the door. And they stay there, and they hammer out. And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. Nobody in the room has a watch? I mean, I'd be sitting, if I was the only senator in the place, I'd be sitting, objection, it is now 12:14, we're 14 minutes
right.
Past the, I would make sure that was on record.
Oh, I'd have a big gong.
Yeah.
No!
And they would dress.
Banging that gong.
We gotta go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Moran joins me and still be with us after the break. Be back in a few minutes.
Today I'm aggravated again, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to look at Wyoming again. So I looked up to see if Wyoming expanded Medicaid. They didn't. I'm like, oh, my God. Is there anything they can't do right? Okay, they have Liz Cheney as their rep. I don't know if that's good or bad, but...
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show.
Oh, I looked up the snowfall, too.
Made in America.
I'm like, my husband's like, look up the snowfall.
I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own
and I look it up, and I'm like, it's the same amount of inches where we would live, and it is here. So
absolutely.
There you go.
Let's
the
keep
same
the
thing.
Employment rate low.
But what's the aversion to
flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered
Texas.
Flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly
Texas
them.
Is
stop sending your money
too
overseas.
Big. It's you're a border
right
state, and they have a lot of really bad laws. They don't even have constitutional carry.
You can find them on Amazon at GraceAlley.com.
You can do that in Wyoming too.
The office, well, and your bedroom. Why not?
Wyoming has constitutional carry.
Amazon and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed. This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Isn't that just like a WAP brings a knife to a gunfight?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a knife and camera.
I love that guy's voice.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
That's right. My baby's American made. The babies are American made. Technology. Not much I can do. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Rail Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with us today. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me, she does every week. I always have a good time when she's, I always have a lot of fun when she's on with me. And Kimberly, are you guys measuring the backyard now for a potential homeless in-law apartment or something? A homeless outlaw apartment or whatever?
Not in New Hampshire. Nope, we don't have that here.
No, I know it's just amazing. Well, you know what? I don't know if it's still the same way in Maine, but it used to be in Maine. They left you alone, right? I mean, well, when it came to your property and stuff like that, like you do what you want to do on your property. But I don't know if that's changed now. But I remember years because I was thinking about buying a house in Maine 25 years ago because you could get away with almost anything. They didn't bother you on your own property, but apparently that's changed.
Probably that has changed. They have a lot of left-wing nut jobs in the bigger cities now that are, you know, out-of-state paid hacks. So, just like everywhere, the left infiltrates places that used to have freedom, and they try to make it so it's tyranny, for lack of a better word.
You know,
of course, legislators go along with it, so, you know, Maine was the place that didn't criminalize female genital mutilation because, oh my God, you're just being racist against Muslims, even though it's not a religious based practice.
No, it's not. I've been told that by several people. So no, it's not. I know it isn't.
I've done the research. We passed it in New Hampshire. Our governor's going to sign it.
Really?
Yay!
See, you can win against government, right?
Yes, we can win against the government and the left wing crazies who want to make stuff up that isn't true. Yes, we can. We can win. I mean, we can. So, it just takes a lot of effort. It takes, you know what happens? On the right, no one wants to ever give money to support causes. So you got to have a lot of people and a big mouth, which, you know, obviously I was born that way.
I didn't say anything, you'll notice.
but on the left, all you need is money. Money, 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 money. And people, you got to pay people on the left, but, you know, you can win if you have enough people on the right doing what needs to be done.
So I see that on April 20th up in New Hampshire, you're going to have educators rally to say enough. And somebody sent that to you. I don't know if they were being funny or what, but I like the sign in the picture. It says, "We can end gun violence." I would have put in there, I would have photoshopped in there by giving out more guns. You know, that's what I would have done. They would have popped an eyeball.
The interesting thing is, the NEA in New Hampshire posted that, and no squeaking, I'm on the radio. Sorry. My husband's in the living room laughing because he's throwing the ball for the dog, and Tank is squeaking it right outside my office. So the NEA New Hampshire posted that on their Facebook page, and most of the people that commented were against what they were saying, which was amazing. But I told you that this rally, I'm going to it. I'm going to report on it. It's on Friday at the State House. But you know what else is on Friday at the State House?
Uh-oh. What?
The weed rally, the annual 420 weed rally.
There you go.
So it's going to be,
you know what?
I'm going for pure entertainment purposes, but I'm going
to report on it. That would be fun. I would actually offer to pay for their weed just to really watch what happened afterward. but I got to tell you something. I go round and round with a lot of what I thought were sane people, okay? And when you talk about the weed, they always come back with, so you're telling me that if weed helps somebody, if smoking dope helps somebody feel better or they're sick or whatever, you're against that? I said, no, you know what? Let's stop for a minute. First of all, let's talk about the smoking portion of this. Anything you stick in your lungs that's pure smoke like that, is it good for you? I don't care what else it cures. You know those drugs they have on TV? It says, here, this will help you do this. But you might find a sudden death, hard to breathe. You might pass out in the middle of large crowds. I mean, you go through all these things that could be, wait a minute, I'd rather crap in my pants, okay? The sudden death thing kind of threw me over the top on that one. So go ahead.
You're not...
No,
to the choir here, because I believe that marijuana is less dangerous and less harmful than alcohol.
We should have that discussion when we have more time, because I'll tell you what, the dope of the 70s, I'd be on your side, but the dope of today for our kids and for how easy it is for them to get it is so scary. It's about 300 times more powerful. It's got a boatload more chemicals in it. And when you see what it's doing to these young people, and I don't mean just acting stupid, I mean what it's physically doing to their brains, I think you'd have some reservations as to how to handle it.
Well, that's why we need to let people grow their own. So then, you know, you're cultivating your fresh or own organic weed.
So as long as you grow it on your property and smoke it on your property and don't leave the house, I'm good with that. You get out in the street and get stupid. See, it's not even open season on them if they get stupid, right? It's my fault when they do something dumb.
Well, no, there has to be, just like with alcohol, just like with any kind of drugs or something that impairs you, there has to be ramifications. I put it this way. My mother died of cancer, and she lost her, she was already a tiny woman, and she completely lost her appetite, wouldn't eat. It was very difficult for her to eat.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted, if she had medical marijuana, she might have at least kept her appetite up. It doesn't mean it would have saved her or anything, but it maybe would have made her.
Well, it would have made her more comfortable. I'm not against that. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But when I've had the guys on the show and we've done some research, the oil from that is so much more effective in lesser qualities, and you don't have to smoke it or anything like that. And what I've read about the oils is they're fantastic. Why aren't we pushing the oils? You see, I this is the part of me I never understood. It's like with the medicines and with the pharmaceuticals, right? We can't push what we know works. We have to push what the pharmaceutical companies tell us. Now you've got this big marijuana lobby. They're making all kinds of money off of this. Maybe they don't make as much money off the oils. Maybe it's too hard to do the oils. I don't know. But the oils are exponentially more effective.
You know, and I've heard that about people who have given this teeny tiny bit of oil to their children who have issues.
Yep.
And it really, really helps them. No, I'm with you on that. I am totally with you on that. What actually truly helps people, I'm all for.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously it's a personal choice if that's something you want to do. It's legalized in Massachusetts. Actually, I think it's legalized everywhere but New Hampshire around here. In New Hampshire, it's decriminalized. But, I agree with you. You know, the danger is what are they making it with compared to, just the natural, actual way it comes out.
Yep. No, I'm with you. So this story is starting to pick up steam again. I don't know if you've seen this one with the fellow who's been in this country for 39 years is getting deported, and the left is going out of their mind, right? And he's leaving behind his kids, and he's leaving behind his wife, and they're sending him back to a country he doesn't know and he's never been to. It's like, you had all these years to make it right, you know?
Why didn't he apply for citizenship a gazillion years ago?
That's what I mean. Why haven't any of them done something? I don't care what it is. Even if you go in and fill out the paperwork and get rejected, at least you can look at me and be willing to fight for you and say, well, wait a minute, the guy tried to go in and do this the right way and you just blew him out. No, that doesn't work. But when you have several, think about something. 39 years, he's had several opportunities to come forward to come clean. Has he not?
Right. This is what I never understand. We hear this multiple times from multiple issues like this. And it's like, okay, you had all these years to try to do the right thing. Why didn't you? Because I have to be honest with you. I knew a woman who was an illegal, who had a baby here, got married to an American, and she did the right thing. They stepped up. They did the right thing. And she had to do all these other things, go back and live in her own country, then come back here. She did all the right things in order to become a legal citizen. And that was only after a few years. Like, these guys could have all done the same thing.
Oh, yeah, but you know what's going on. The left is going out of their minds. Anyway, we've got to go for a quick break. Come back. We can finish it up then. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'm glad I just remembered it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. Sunny-Bay.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Side of GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring her back on so, you know, before she pops over there, trying to figure out how to get this the guy. Hey, did you hear that? I know, I'm all over the place, right? The Blagojevich, whatever his name was, you know, he was actually asking for... You know, but he was trying to get it, his case looked at again by the Supreme Court, and they see you later.
I think it was yesterday. I was on Twitter and I see trending Rod Blagojevich. I'm like, what? So I look and I just started cracking up. I'm like, yeah, okay, buddy.
Yeah. In Chicago, you know, here's a guy that truly, well, I got no money for it. No, well, you don't have to actually get money, you know, favors, TVs dropped off at the house. You know, zero interest car loans that somebody else makes the payments on. I mean, yeah, I mean, you didn't get your money. I get it. Anyhow, always a pleasure. So, hey, let's do some rapid fire stuff. I can have a lot of fun with you with that stuff there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, no, isn't it funny? Like, you know, Rod Rosenstein, right? Isn't he, and again, I never get the stories right, so you can help me out here. Isn't he the one that wrote the letter, wrote the memo telling Trump that he needed to fire Comey? Isn't that right?
I'm telling you, he did.
And then
he
told Mueller to investigate Trump for firing Comey. So,
I can't deal with the incest that's going on at the FBI, honestly. That's what it is. I feel bad, honestly, for the lower level workers that probably do a good job and are working
agents,
their behinds off.
Right? The street agents, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, the street agents who are doing a good job and working their butts off to have these morons at the top. I mean, Comey is literally an embarrassment to this country. Literally an embarrassment to this country. All these guys that are at this high level are an embarrassment. If I was a CEO of a company and they worked for me, they'd all be fired because that's how bad they are. I told you, my can't even button broke a long time ago. Stop it.
I sit here. These things. See, you have to have a mind like mine. I sit here. These things play out in my mind, right? I can see Mueller and Rosenstein and Comey. They sit in the room. Okay, Comey. Listen, here's how it's going to work. We're going to get you fired. You're going to take one for the team, okay? But you'll be back later on, and you'll be able to make fun of the program. All kinds of stuff you're going to be able to do. And this is how it's going to go down. Now they do all this stuff, and it doesn't quite go the way they think it's going to go. Now you got that bonehead Comey out there with a book. Even people on the left are going, this is nothing but a wine session. The book was nothing but whining.
Did you hear? I only heard bits and pieces of the interview he did with Clinton's little fire boy.
Stephanopoulos. Yeah, right.
But the visual of how big Comey is compared to him was hysterical, by the way. But so I only heard a few things that he said. Well, Trump could have been with a hooker who urinated on someone in Russia, but we don't really know. Really?
So then why would you report it?
But you don't know. Why would you say it? That is irresponsible.
Yes.
Irresponsible.
Right. Well, you know, and again, I'm gonna tease the people off right now, but I don't care. They got outraged. I mean, think about the nastiness behind Trump wanted what was a hooker to urinate on him, whatever, right? And here they're going, now the secret story is that Michelle might be a guy. And the secret story is that Obama, you know, is gay. It's like, when those came up, the left went crazy, right? I mean, rumors, we can't do rumors, we can't do this, we can't. But this is okay. This we can step out on as truth, right?
I heard him say a few different things today, I was floored. I'm like, are you kidding me? Well, this could have happened, but we don't know for sure. We don't know it's true. This could have happened, but we don't know it's true. Buddy, you're the head of the FBI.
I know, right?
Unless you know something's true, shut your freaking pie hole.
The most powerful investigative agency on the planet.
Right?
Right? And he's sitting there and acting on guessing, which they never do. You and I both know they never do that. The FBI doesn't like to lose, and they usually don't come in with guns blazing or arresting you unless they've got what it takes to put you away. You and I both know that.
Only us regular people. Come on, Joe. Only us regular people. They had what it took to put Clinton away, but they didn't do it.
Well, because nobody would have prosecuted her because nobody wanted to end up dead. No, I mean, that's not what he said, but, I mean, think about it.
She doesn't kill people. She suicides them. Come on, now.
I'm sorry. I forgot. I just amazing. This stuff to me is just, I have so much fun with this stuff. I really do. I know I shouldn't. It's really sick, but whatever.
It is sick. It's funny because I was at my sister's this weekend in Connecticut, and I told her, I said, for the first time in like 2 or 3 years, I'm finally not getting automatically tagged in photos of Hillary Clinton because I posted so many memes against her that Facebook thought the picture of Hillary Clinton was me.
Oh, my God.
Finally. Finally just ended.
Okay, that's
I'm
funny.
Painful.
All right, so CNN, apparently their editors have started to drink again because they actually came out and said that most are now saying that race relations were worsened under Obama. Now, they're the ones that have been screaming.
What?
They just recently came out with an article Oh, God, no. They updated an article. I shouldn't say came out with. They updated an article where they actually had said that the president, under President Obama, race relations were actually worse between blacks and whites. So I find this amazing because...
Wait a minute.
Go ahead. Yes, CNN.
They were worse under Obama than they are now?
Well, that it had gotten worse under Obama.
Okay, good, because that's true.
Right.
Yes, I see.
Right. And, okay. and they're trying to twist it now by saying, you know, and President Trump is adding to it and taking it from there and making it even worse.
I don't think Trump is making it worse. I think the left is making it worse, just like they did under Obama. My God, the first black president of the United States who was voted for by a majority of white people, and if you disagreed with his policies, you were called a racist. I can't imagine another black president being elected for decades because until people forget about what happened. Absolutely, the left made it worse. They're making it worse under Trump. I know plenty of black people and see the videos, et cetera, from black people who say Trump is helping us. Trump is doing better than we're doing better now than we did under Obama. Oh,
and you so can prove it. The numbers are there to prove it.
Exactly. I mean, black unemployment is down. Most people got a tax break.
Listen, Hispanic unemployment down. Teen unemployment's down. I mean,
everybody's unemployment, yeah.
Right? Okay.
I mean, seriously.
Here's one that'll pop you out of your chair. University of Tennessee is holding. I can't even clean this up. Sex workshops during Sex Week. Okay, so your tax. If you're in Tennessee and you're listening, your money is going to teach your kids. You know, little Johnny and little Susie, how to have sex. And here's my thing. I always say, when it comes to college, this is a total waste of money because not only do they already know how to have sex, but they probably can show you a few things that you never even thought were possible before. But
are you kidding me? They're probably mostly drunk when they have sex.
Okay, I'm not.
Okay, so sorry.
That's not right.
I apologize to college students who are responsible.
I fully. Oh, yeah. Okay. What? All 12 of them?
Send Joe the emails. I'm apologizing.
All 12 of them. So
no. Oh God.
So yeah, I'll get you started. You know, because I know this is like the last couple of minutes of the last segment, so I know that you're going to get off the phone and just browbeat your husband here in a second.
And I've been up since like 5 o'clock this morning, so you're killing me.
Yeah,
right now.
This is great. So Monday is Queer History and Cinema, Gender Smackdown, Queer Theory 101, Trans Convo Starter Pack. I don't even know what to do with that one. Oh, God. reproductive justice, CSI, my period, and Pleasuring Oneself Nation.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You just said CSI, my period. A grown man just said, oh, my God, that's it.
That's it, right?
I wrote it all now.
This to me. It's like this is a whole week of sex talk. A whole week. Let me see. Black. You ready for this one? My black friends. I didn't write this. Black liberation through sexual pleasure. So apparently, that's the only way you get liberated. We're done, right? I mean, we're, as a society, God's going. I know. I've been waiting too long. I mean, I gotta fix this.
And I guarantee you, I will bet you money, most of the parents who are sending their kids to that college have no idea this is happening.
No, I agree with you. I can't tell you how many times I talk to somebody, and when they talk about this, they go, no, look it up. This is not according to Joe. This is real.
That's the problem. Joe, that's actually the problem in this country right now. So much stuff is outrageous and ridiculous. We don't even need The Onion or The Twilight Zone anymore because it's real life.
All right. Tell people where they can find you.
You can find me at Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Grok, and on Twitter at ConservativeINC.
You're going to find her at the local bar tonight, throwing them back to try to get us out of her head. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. A lot more coming up in the next. I mean, I'm talking a lot more coming up in the next hour. National Guardsman refuses to guard the nation. I'm not joking. I'm serious. We'll be back in a few minutes.